it is Monday morning yet again. You know, it seems like every week I get to the agenda segment. I say we have a packed agenda. But at this point, you know, I'm going to stop saying that. I'm just going to say, you know, pretty much the schedule busy until further notice. Here to talk about it, we're joined by Callie Crossley, host of the Callie Crossley Show on our partner station WGBH in Boston. Callie, what is your word for the week?
Decision points.
Okay. And Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway in WNYC, your decision on the word for the week?
Oil. Just one word, oil.
Okay. Well, always a good one. That's an everlasting evergreen.
Slippery fellow.
Slippery when wet.
Let's get to something that addresses both of those things, and that is Libya. Obviously, the unrest is continuing there as the rebel forces push toward the capital. They've got a major setback yesterday. They drove the rebel forces out of a coastal city there. Pressure mounting in Washington as three U.S. senators are calling on the White House to impose some kind of no-fly zone, as you just heard John talking about. Senator John McCain is one of those in support of that no-fly zone, and he said that on ABC's This Week yesterday. Also, some thoughts about Qaddafi.
He's insane, but perhaps the people around him would begin to depart the sinking ship. Mm-hmm. And by no-fly zone, declaring our assistance or support of a provisional government.
So, Callie, this would be intervention on the part of the White House were they to impose a no-fly zone. Is this possible and probable?
Well, it's certainly possible, but I think that we have indications from the administration that they want to just slow it down just a little bit. You know, they're not even wanting to call this a civil war. Let's start there. And then if you have Secretary of Defense Robert Gates saying quite firmly that people do not understand that no-fly zone means we are now involving ourselves in a war, I mean, I think that says it all. Let's just wait a minute. And there's some other options that could happen at a lower level. Some are suggesting, for example, why don't we drop some weapons down to the rebels? Let them happen. Maybe we send in a couple of special ops small teams to guide them if we want to take that stand militarily. We already have ships sitting not far, far enough so that they could, you know, not be in the area, but close enough to send firepower if necessary. There's a hospital there. So we're doing something. We're just not taking that ultimate step to no-fly zone. And I got to say, if the defense secretary is pretty firm about it, I kind of want to go with where he's going.
Well, one of the things that could affect it would be the price of gas, I guess. I mean, if you're going to be cynical about it. Yeah, right. So let's talk about that. Obviously, the slowdown in oil production in Libya has sent oil prices over $100 a barrel.
And gas prices up with them. I mean, February right now, this is the highest that we've ever seen gasoline prices in the month of February. And depending on what numbers you look at, whether it's the government figures or the figures that come out from AAA, you're seeing these huge spikes in gasoline prices. And the worry is this will get closer to $4 and above.
On average.
I mean, many places you're already seeing that because of taxes or whatever the reason is. And so the big worry, of course, here is that does this continue? Does this sap spending power that a lot of Americans have been out there spending? Exactly. Does it slow down the recovery, slow down the stock market? Remember, this is the week that 2 years ago the stock market hit its low after the financial crisis.
March 9th.
And so really there's a lot of like wait and see what happens with oil. And that's why I think that's really the key factor this week. On Friday, not only do we get the retail sales figures for February, which should look pretty good. We saw decent jobs growth. We saw strong auto sales. There was the payroll tax cut that we saw as well, so people had some more money in their pocket. But when did those gas prices really start hitting people? A lot of people will be paying attention to that.
Okay, well, to continue on this same theme, Callie, let's go back to the Arab world and the Middle East, because it's causing Congress to take note. And one way they're doing that is by starting hearings this week about Muslim radicalization. Representative Peter King, who's the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, says he thinks al-Qaeda terrorists are trying to lure Muslim youth here in the U.S. Here's what he had to say.
Lots of people throw around phrases of no-fly zone, and they talk about it as though it's just a game out of video.
That's the wrong one.
That's daily talking about no-fly zone. But Peter King, we actually had him in the newscast,
right,
saying that a tiny fraction of the Muslim community is working with al-Qaeda against the U.S.
But Callie Crossley, of the Callie Crossley Show on WGBH, there is a lot of pushback on just having these hearings. People are not happy about it.
Well, I have to say, it seems to have a certain tone already. The title of the hearings, the extent of radicalization in the American Muslim community and that community's response. You know, a hearing is supposed to be, let's see what's out there. Let's talk about it. This seems to suggest we're broad brushing an entire community because of their religion. And a lot of people are in the streets protesting it. And I think actually that's appropriate. That does not mean to suggest that there aren't, you know, one should always explore what's going on. I mean, I look at what Britain is doing, a very, very stealth-like, sophisticated, let's see if we have homegrown terrorists. And when we do, we move on it. All right. But this, I don't get it. We got, and it's not till Thursday, by the way. So we got a whole week to whip up people's emotions around this. I think it just could have been characterized in a way or framed in a way that everybody could engage in a little bit better way.
Oh, come on, Callie. We don't need a whole week to whip up people's emotions.
Well, that's probably true.
Well, it's becoming earlier than that is a trial. Hedge fund giant Rajaratnam starts his insider training trial begins on Tuesday. And this is kind of about fair play on Wall Street, is it not, Chuck?
There's a lot of attention to this. I want to, you know, it's not Lindsay Lohan out of L.A. in terms of the amount of attention a trial's getting, but at least on Wall Street and at least in the world of hedge funds, a lot of attention's being paid to this. Rajaratnam was the founder of Galleon Group Hedge Fund. He was arrested a little over a year ago for basically insider trading. And what's interesting about this case is that the federal government has hours and hours of wiretapping, of phone conversations. I mean, these are tactics that are more often used.
Some of it gotten by one of his best friends.
Well, right? some of these are tactics that are mostly used for mobsters, basically.
Wow.
That they would use that informants and confidential informants giving information. So Rajaratnam has said, I didn't have inside information. This wasn't inside information. And even if it was, I didn't know it because I was just being an aggressive trader. I was getting this information just like a journalist would do. I was getting information and trading on that. It promises to be a lot of attention because we'll see how, in a way, how hedge funds work. There's a possibility that the Goldman Sachs CEO could be testifying as well.
And if he's found guilty, repercussions.
Up to 20 years in prison.
Yeah. But I mean, repercussions on the way that the Wall Street behaves.
It is. But yet at the same time, this is not related to the actual financial crisis itself. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that one of the few trials that's actually coming out of that mess is something that's sort of tangentially related.
Charlie
Herman. You guys didn't mention Charlie Sheen at all. What's going on?
We didn't. It's not on my agenda.
There's no trial of
Charlie
Sheen right now.
Economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio, except in public opinion, Charlie. Callie Crossley is the host of The Callie Crossley Show on our partner station, WGBH. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.